Have you ever wondered why, despite our unprecedented comforts and technological advances, happiness seems more elusive than ever? In Inner Engineering, Sadhguru offers a radical proposition. Joy isn't found in external achievements, but in the untapped dimensions of our own being. This isn't just philosophical theory, it's a practical technology for self-transformation rooted in yogic science. Through his own transformative experience on Chamundi Hill in 1982, where his sense of self dissolved completely into a state of boundless unity with everything around him, Sadhguru demonstrates that enlightenment isn't a distant goal, but our natural state once we remove the barriers we've created. The experience changed him completely. His physical appearance, eyes, gait, and voice transformed as lifetimes of memory descended upon him. This is true yoga, not mere physical fitness, but union with existence itself, a state of boundlessness that is every human being's birthright. Despite material comfort, we aren't happier than our ancestors. Well-being is simply pleasantness within. When the body feels pleasant, it's health. The mind, peace. Emotions, love. And life energies, bliss. Most people rarely experience even a day without anxiety. When you're pleasant inside, you naturally become pleasant to others, your capabilities improve, and you function optimally. The human mechanism is sophisticated, but most don't know how to operate it properly. We mistakenly believe external fixes will improve our internal state. The truth? All human experience happens only within us. Science confirms this. Researchers have discovered the body produces its own bliss molecule, proving we can manufacture happiness internally. Peace and joy aren't spirituality's ultimate goals, but the basic requirements for well-being, the foundation for enjoying everything else. When being peaceful requires no effort, you naturally begin seeking to understand life's nature. By expanding our sensory boundaries, we can experience everyone and everything as ourselves. We often blame destiny for misfortunes while taking credit for successes. This mindset keeps us passive, when being human means having the capacity to shape situations rather than be shaped by them. Taking charge begins with understanding who you truly are, beyond possessions, body, or mind. Your destiny is written unconsciously by you. Mastering your physical body gives 15 to 20% control of your destiny. Mastering your mind gives 50 to 60%. Mastering your life energies grants complete control. Unpleasant emotions arise when your basic faculties operate independently rather than serving your life energy. Creating your destiny isn't about controlling external situations, but developing yourself to navigate life's challenges without being crushed. When existence yields to you, you enter a state of grace where everything speaks to you. Life works when you do the right things, regardless of whether you consider yourself good. Responsibility isn't about burden, it's your ability to respond. When you claim responsibility, you gain responsibility. When you reject it, you lose that power. Your existence demonstrates this principle, like the natural exchange between humans and trees through breathing. When problems arise, you can either react with self-defeating anger or respond consciously by taking responsibility and seeking solutions. Reactivity enslaves, while responsibility liberates. Many people live in perpetual complaint, wearing grievances as identity badges, forgetting that the past exists only as memory. Responsibility enhances freedom rather than limiting it. When your pen falls, taking responsibility gives you choices: pick it up, ask for help, or address it later. Without responsibility, you have no options. Love is essentially a willingness to respond freely, a way of being rather than doing. When your joy becomes self-generated rather than externally dependent, you achieve inner freedom. Being fully human means responding to everything willingly. Paradoxically, with limitless responsibility, there's no boundary and therefore no burden. Yoga isn't mere contortionism or exercise. It's the science of perfect alignment with existence. It means union, where me and other dissolve into oneness. Yoga identifies five layers of self: anamaya kosha, physical slash food body; manamaya kosha, mental body; pranamaya kosha, energy body; vijnanaya kosha, etheric body; and anandamaya kosha, bliss body. When the first three bodies align perfectly, you access the bliss body, transcending time and space. The physical body is our first gift and the ultimate machine. It functions automatically, heart beating, liver performing complex chemistry, breathing happening independently. Food transforms into you within hours, demonstrating intelligence beyond logical comprehension. Yoga offers four fundamental paths: karma yoga, action; jnana yoga, intelligence; bhakti yoga, devotion; and kriya yoga, transforming energies. All four dimensions, body, mind, emotion, energy, must function in an integrated way. Most people have misaligned dimensions, making them potential calamities. The yogic journey is about self-alignment, turning each layer into a transformation tool. Hatha yoga balances the sun, ha, and moon, tha, dimensions within us. Unlike exercise, it's about understanding body mechanics and using postures, asanas, to channel energy, aligning inner geometry with cosmic geometry. When properly aligned, your body becomes like an antenna, receiving everything in existence. The mind can be either miraculous or miserable. Though our brains function with remarkable neurological coordination, most people experience their minds as chaotic. While external circumstances vary, we have complete authority over our inner world, yet don't know how to use it. Yoga creates a distinction between you and your mind, allowing you to recognize the space between yourself and your body-mind apparatus. This awareness ends suffering and opens possibilities. Existence precedes thought, yet we've reversed this truth. Our most profound moments occur when we're simply being rather than thinking. Thoughts are merely recycled information. Logic is essential for survival, but excessive logic becomes destructive. If we approached life with pure logic, we'd see only mechanical repetition stretching endlessly before us. The beauty lies in knowing when to use logic and when to transcend it. When identified with something you're not, the mind becomes an unstoppable express train. But when you disidentify from everything you are not, the mind becomes empty and useful only when needed. Joy isn't an elusive spiritual goal, but the essential background for life to unfold magically. Without it as your companion, even pleasurable activities become burdensome. When joy becomes your natural state, you cease to be an issue in your own life, transforming existence into a celebration of discovery. Despite unprecedented resources and technologies, humanity faces potential disaster because our powerful tools aren't matched with compassion and maturity. What's missing is human consciousness. The world's transformation depends on individual transformation. If people stopped obstructing their happiness, other solutions would follow. Your joy and misery lie in your hands. By turning inward and aligning your body, mind, emotions, and energy, you discover that enlightenment isn't something to achieve. It's your natural state once you remove self-created barriers. This isn't about becoming superhuman. It's about realizing that being human is already super. When you take responsibility for your inner experience, you transform not just yourself, but contribute to a world of love, light, and laughter. Isn't it time to engineer your inner world with the same dedication you've given to the outer one?